I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And I would ask you what's been going on lately, but I already know what's been going on. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I hope you had a good one.
Oh, yes.
Right on. Speaking of unique and interesting events, did you know we're not part of the Gaming and Entertainment Network anymore?
Yeah, I'd heard that.
Yeah, because we just discussed it in the pre-show. Apparently, the Gaming and Entertainment Network is no more. The website is down, and, I can't contact anybody, so, yeah. I guess it's not a thing anymore. Nobody else in the network is mentioning it, so, okay.
Well, it's not very professional, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right. C'est la vie. We'll move on. Now, yes. Whether I go out and start up a network of my own, that remains to be seen. I don't know. I considered it. But I've also considered making a separate, secondary, solo live stream. Thinking about doing something that's one topic for maybe 15 minutes just to rant about once a week. Kind of a side project.
Well, I know you can rant a lot, so sounds like it's tailor-made for you.
Yeah, but if I do that with the holidays, with the holidays coming up, this would probably wait until the start of next year, unless I do a pilot show, but we'll see. Either way, it'll be part of the Pixels and Dice live crap. Podcast stream, so it'll just be bonus added content for everybody, and we'll see what happens with that. Nice reaction.
Hey, I've got two things going on at the same time.
Are you playing Guild Wars 2 again?
No, I am not.
Uh-huh.
Because your listeners do not need to hear me screaming and cussing and yelling and getting frustrated. Because I'm trying to finish the this chapter of the Living Story, because on Tuesday starts the new chapter.
Oh.
And a whole bunch of new shit's being added in for free, so woohoo!
Yeah, but you don't have to. I mean, it's not like it's gonna... what you're currently working on isn't gonna go away.
Oh, no, it's not. But it's really nice to get in the first day of the new content, because it's just jam-packed with people. And all the really hard stuff that, you know, needs to get done, you know, like if you're going after a legendary boss or something, it's nice to be there when there's the peak number of players.
Right. Because
those things get done that day.
Okay.
And, you know, if you wait 3 months down the road, yeah, it's still there, but you're not going to have nearly as many players, and the odds of having a successful, you know, fight start to diminish.
Right. Yeah, that's what guilds are for, right?
Yes, it is.
So what we do is we take our guild leaders and we chain them to their desks and we tell them, log the fuck in and get to work, and we'll log in on laptops or whatever. I don't care what you have. And then we run it, because it's going to be months and months before I get there.
We need a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because some of these legendaries, oh, they're ass kickers.
Yep. And we can find people. It's just a matter of getting them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
You know what doesn't have a lot of people in it, and there's not going to be a whole lot of people around soon?
Well, I was just reading about that. So, go ahead.
WildStar. Yes, WildStar. It's dead. Now, we've known that for a long
time. But it's going to be dead real soon.
Yeah. Well, we've already known that it is technically dead because, you know, I logged into it last year and there was nobody around. I sat there in the main hub recording a video for YouTube, and nobody ran by. It was during the daytime. There should have been people there, and there was literally nobody in a main hub.
Well, reading this article, when WildStar launched in 2014, it had at its peak player count just over 5,000 average concurrent players.
On Steam, yeah.
But since then, since like October of last year, it hasn't been above 200.
Yep, it's been bad. And here's the thing. They did have a decent big launch outside of Steam. I mean, there was a lot of people there. I played it. I was in the beta, and that was great. The problem was they did it wrong.
Of course they did it wrong.
And Carbine has now shut down. I mean, NCSoft has closed Carbine Studios, let 50 plus people go. They have no jobs, which sucks. I hope they all land on their feet. And WildStar is being basically managed for the next month or so. And they haven't even said when it's exactly going to shut down, as far as I know. But soon.
One of the cool things I saw is that people who have spent money on the game, they're going to get their purchases refunded from as far back as July 1st of this year.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't spent any money on the game. NCSoft is trying to do right by the players, though, what few players are left. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I bought into the game full price, you know, the big package and everything, because I had high hopes for the game. I was a big Chua fan, and man, I wanted to play the hell out of that game. I bought, right from the start, a year subscription. So the first year, paid for. And I shut that down just before it went free to play, a year after launch, because I didn't want it to resubscribe, you know. Because they did it wrong.
Oh, and they did so many things wrong.
This is really one of the questions I brought up in our, you know, discussion about this pregame was, where did Carbine go wrong?
Well, first off, they listened to their little focus groups. They had the hype, you know, everything they talked about leading up to the launch. I was excited. I thought this was going to be fantastic. You know, it was just amazing. You're talking about these, you know, these event-based quests that were just going to, you know, make you go, ooh, every single time something came up. There was going to be foul language. There was going to be, you know, when you leveled up, it was like, fuck yeah, kind of stuff. And then they went, but we need to have the little kiddies playing too, so we can't have foul language. And they got rid of it.
Yep. And it was bleep, yeah.
It's too hard, so we need to tone it back. And then, well, this is too confusing. There's too many people doing this, so we need to get rid of that and go back to the questing model.
Yeah, but here's the thing,
though. And the whole reason I quit WoW, and the whole reason I can't stand Lotro, and Knights of the Old Republic, and all these other games, is that old questing model is so fucking boring. And they went ahead, and that's what they went with, and it's fucking boring. And a lot of their quests are broken, and they never fixed them.
Yeah.
I beat a quest by walking out of a building.
Okay.
It was in that, you know how there's that one mechanical bad guy, and he's kind of like a cowboy, and him and his minions have taken over this little town, and you had to like beat him up. Yeah, I'm walking around inside the building, and it keeps saying that, you've killed this person. You've done this. You've done this. I haven't shot a damn thing. I haven't done anything. And then I step out and it's like, ta-da, you win. Meanwhile, okay. Other people say that they walk into town and they just fall over dead because all of the enemies attacked at once, but you couldn't see them and they just fell over dead.
Yeah, I didn't play that side though. So not really. I'd start up a couple characters on that side, but I was all about the Chua, so yeah. I don't think I dealt with that particular issue. Had other issues, of course. Now,
and this was like 6 months after it went free to play. I went back to play around in it.
Yeah.
And it was still having the quest was still bugged.
Yeah.
It never fixed it. You know, there's the one where you take the ship and you go up to this, I'm not if you're like traveling to a moon or something.
Yeah.
You're supposed to kill all these enemies in this one zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you step out of the ship and it's like all of a sudden you don't have oxygen or something. Your health just starts going doop, 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 and you're dead.
Really? I did not have that problem with that.
Well, you had to log out, then log back in, and then it might work.
Huh.
But sometimes you'd log out, log back in, and it'd still glitch on you. It would say that you're drowning.
That was some weird.
Stupid thing. It was just, what the hell?
Down on anyway. When I played that, it wasn't that so much problem as that. Well, you said that they made things easier. I didn't see that. In fact, when I was in the lead up to the game, they were really pushing the whole, it's going to be hardcore. This is going to be so difficult. If you're really into hardcore raiding and hardcore PvP, this is the game for you. And blah, 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 blah. They were going to go to 40-man raids and big, huge PvP events and all this, right? And they had a small group of people that were pushing that really hard. Just, oh, yeah, this is great. This is great. And they came in and went, oh, man, this is too hard. And then they left and went back to WoW. Unfortunately, the whole game had been designed around this ideal. Even questing was difficult. And so soloing right at the start of the game in the first, few months, because I don't know about beyond that, because I tried for like 3 months and then gave up.
That's it was weird.
It was basically punch you in the neck just from leveling. And yeah, if there was people around doing the same quests, like with Guild Wars 2, not so bad. But if you're out in the middle of the night, there's nobody around, the mobs don't scale down. And the mobs were just as plentiful, so it made it a lot more. You had to be very stealth-based, sneaking around, trying to minimize your fights, and trying to be tactical so that you didn't accidentally get knocked back into another group. And it just wasn't fun. That was the problem. The way they designed it, the game was funny, but it wasn't fun. And I know they threw in like the shipbound missions, like the one you talked about, so that there was stuff for solo people to do, but you couldn't do them until like level 10. And even then, there was only a few of them. As you'd level up, a new one would open up. So it was like cursory, here, have a little bit of stuff for the solo player.
Well, that's weird because I played a Spellslinger, and they're not overly powerful, but I could just walk through almost any zone and just own everything.
Yes.
I was in one fight up on top of this platform where you have to kill all these little minions, and there's also this big boss here. And I had just started killing one of the minions when a bomb went off, which knocked me over to the boss, and it basically aggroed everything. And between me and one other player, we killed everything on that platform.
Yes.
And it wasn't that hard. I mean, my health maybe dropped below 3/4 once.
Yes. But you started after it went free to play.
Nope. I started earlier.
You bought into the game.
Actually, I got a free weekend trial for that one.
Okay. Because the game was significantly scaled down later on. But I'm talking about the start. What killed the game was the first year. Going free to play, it was already doomed. That was an attempt to save it. But it was from the start, the way they designed it is what screwed the game. The majority of the people that were going to come were so turned off by the way they designed it that they just left, went back to WoW, went back to whatever, and a great game with all kinds of potential basically just got punched itself in the dick repeatedly.
Well, see, part of what I see is when you look at a game, take WoW, for example. WoW knows exactly what it wants to be. It knows it. You can see exactly how it's supposed to play. WildStar is just this incoherent mess. You've got this stacked on this with this and this, and it just doesn't, there's no synchronicity to it. It just doesn't move. It just doesn't flow. It's a heap. It's a fucking train wreck. And they never tried to address that.
I think that they did, but they did it in the wrong ways. I mean, that they really did try to save the game. I mean, from before they went free to play, they were already making changes. They would do 1 month, they would focus on PvP. 1 month, they'd focus on hardcore content. 1 month they'd focus on solo or more casual content, like with, you know, upgrades to housing or shipboard missions or whatever. And so they did try. The problem was is that they still, two-thirds of a three-month block was focused on PvP and hardcore content. And the majority of people that were interested in that had already left. And I'm not saying they should have just focused on casual content and solo content entirely. But if they had spent a month on casual content, a month on solo stuff like new shipboard missions or whatever, or taking adventures. Oh, the adventure system I would have loved to have played, except for it required you to have at least like three people. If they had made adventures, scaled them so that they could be done solo, that would have been a huge amount of new content for the casual and solo player, and maybe would have encouraged people to stay. But no, they still were trying to force people to group, and that, again, was their problem. They had this freaking deceit that they could make people play the way that they thought they should play. And I'm sorry, that's not going to work. Oh, well, we're developers. We know exactly the way we should. Good. How's your game doing? How are you enjoying being on the unemployment line? No. I've said it before, and I will say it again. If you ignore the solo player and the casual player in favor of anything else, you are fucked. 11 years in, why is LOTRO still doing well? Why is LOTRO growing? Because they know their player base and they cater to them. Oh, sure, a new raid has been added. Woo, that was great. That was more of a, hey, look, we don't have any raiders around. Let's see if we can get some of our old raiders back. Nobody fucking cared about it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you look at the way Guild Wars 2 did it, they have plenty of stuff out there that requires grouping.
Oh, hell yeah.
But they don't force you to group. You can attempt to single man a champion. And quite a few people have soloed champions. But then they've got legendaries that you're not gonna solo. You're not gonna be able to do enough damage to overcome its regeneration. But they make their events fun. You see an event go off, you're in the middle of doing something. Quite often, you just break off, hit the event, and then you go back to what you're doing because they're enjoyable enough that you want to just rush over there and do that event real quick, get your quick loots, and then move back to what you're doing.
Yeah.
So they're not forcing anybody to group, but the groups form, like they've said so many times, organically.
Right.
And that's the way to do it, because you're not telling the players, you must group. They're saying, hey, there's something cool going on. You want to join in?
Yeah. And actually, like Rift does something similar to that. They've got their, I don't remember what they're called, but they're these adventures, instant adventures, that you'll be out questing and a group of people will just rush into your area and it'll offer you, hey, would you like to join in with this? Mm-hmm. And you get one button, click it, and bam, they're doing the same quest you are, but in a different way. And then they rush off to go do something else and then something else. And if you do it so many times, you get a reward. Basically, they've chained together these quests that you can do solo or you can do with a scaling group up to a full raid. The bad guys scale up or down depending on how you need it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes out and has a good time. And then when you don't want to do it anymore, you just drop from the group and they rush off and do their thing. Now, that's kind of gotten a little stale because, well, you know, they're basically running around doing quests that are already in the game for the most part, except for certain events that'll pop up. But in the end, it's still a good system and people use it every single day. Every time I'm in there, I see people doing instant adventures. The rewards are there. They're steady rewards. They could increase the rewards. That would be nice. But as you level up, the rewards you get are commensurate to your level. So if you're at end game and you end up in an instant adventure that's in a level 10 zone, you're still getting rewards for your end game level. It's kind of spiffy.
Mm-hmm.
But Wildstar, do they do anything like that? No, they could have. That would have encouraged people to not only group, but it would have encouraged them to get to know each other. You see people that are playing well when you're running around with them. You join their guild, or you put them on your friends list. The next thing you know, they invite you to a dungeon that they want to do, or whatever. And bam, organically, you're getting people to do group content. Never forced, never pushed, just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been awesome. And yet, they just went with, we're all for the hardcores. And then, oh God, that's not working. Reverse course. And they fucked things up worse. And it's like, hey, we'll go free to play. And then people went, great, we don't want you to be free to play. We came to you because you're a subscription game. And people left. Although they got a lot of locusts, but they didn't stay. In the end.
Well, of course not. You have to have a game that keeps people entertained.
Yeah.
Funny is great. You know, I greatly appreciated the humor, but it gets old really fast when that's the only thing enjoyable about the game.
Right. The game had good character. I'll give it that. And there was some good humor. But like you said, they basically fucked that up by making it teen friendly to increase their initial sales. How good did their initial sales do? Oh, it was a nice bit of money from the start. But it didn't save them. Yeah. I had such high hopes for the game. And I don't know. From the start, I think they basically screwed it up. I don't think they ever could have repaired it enough to keep it from dying. I'm just kind of shocked that it died so soon. I thought they could have at least drug it out another year or two.
Well, and they still may. But who knows? They haven't really spoken of to what they're going to do with it. Other than they're going to eventually shut it down.
Since they've closed Carbine and they're already refunding money from people who have bought stuff since July and they're not charging anybody anything, sounds to me like it'll run till the end of the year and then they'll shut it down on New Year's Eve. You know, it won't go into the next year because that's a good, you know, end of the quarter shutoff point.
Yeah.
Plus, why drag it on further? At this point, it's a ghost town. Everybody's like, yeah, you, why bother? I know that I think there was a party last weekend, this weekend as of recording this. I know a live streamer was going to go there. It was like an end of wild star kickoff party, basically just, you know, wishing the game adieu. And that's probably the most people that have been in the game in a year.
Hmm.
How sad is that?
Oh, I know.
It just bugs me. A lot, because I really wanted to see that game succeed. I've been watching it since they first started, you know, talking about it back in like 2010, 2011. It was like, that looks so fucking fun. It was supposed to be so dynamic, the world always doing different things. And then you get into it and you're like, this isn't dynamic. This isn't fun. This is just irritating and annoying. And why am I dead again? Like you said, you know, those walking into a town and just people getting just wiped out from invisible creatures. And I would be in there and just trying to chop down a freaking tree, gather some wood, and I get shot by some wandering mob. I had no idea it was even nearby. They gave you no breath to do anything outside of fight, 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 fight. So well, I like
the idea of having different career tracks of sorts. You know, if you want to be the soldier and fight more, you'd get more fights. If you were an explorer, you'd get more missions to go out and you know find these hidden gems out in the world, you know. And then if you were the builder type, you could craft all these cool things.
Except, the scientist, yeah.
Well, the scientist was the one who was discovering all things, but you also could, I think crafting was one of them. But, yeah,
I don't remember. I did scientist and soldier pretty much because explorer was, oh, look, go find another jumping puzzle. Yeah, I hate jumping puzzles.
What annoyed me was the fact that what you were crafting, the things that your engineer or your builder person was supposed to be creating were supposed to be special and helpful. And, you know, this was going to be awesome, except you come into a town and you can build this little health station.
Yeah.
and you walk into town and there are seven of them all side by side. Okay. So you go to another town. There's even more of them there.
Yeah.
There was no uniqueness to it. There was no need to do it. So after I built like two or three things out in the middle of nowhere, just because, I stopped building them because there was no point.
Yeah.
There was thousands of people or hundreds of people ahead of me who were already building these things. And so there was no point in me even building them. And that's a problem, because when the players start to feel like, what's the fucking point of this class if it's already been done?
Yeah. It's like it feels like you have no use in the world.
You have no place.
And that's the thing, is that's why it was never really scaled properly. I mean, the soldier line was simple. You would get all these offers. Hey, there's something going on over here, something going on over there, something going on over there. You run over, you play the little event, which was actually most like what they initially said the game was going to be. Mm-hmm. You do the little event, which you could do solo or with a group. It's scaled. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Or if you were a scientist, you'd wander around and you'd send out your little thing and it would try and scan some new creature or some new plant or something. And sometimes you'd aggro the monster and you'd have to fight it or run away from it or whatever. But it was fun. You were doing something fun for a while. And then you've scanned everything. Now what?
Well, and that was just it. Once you'd done all of the things in the zone you're in, it's giving you the option to go and do it again.
Yeah.
Really? Again? I already scanned like 10 of those things. Why do I have to go do 10 more? And then you do that. And they ask you to do it again. Same 10. So again, it's like more variety, you know, something to, you know, make your class feel like you're doing something important, not just busy wasting work. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all busy work.
Yeah.
So that kind of soured me on the scientist. And I mean, with the soldier, yeah, okay, kill stuff, kill more stuff. Kill even more stuff. That never gets old.
Hey, have you considered killing more stuff again? Come on over here and kill stuff more. We'll just change the line, how the words are lined up.
Well, sometimes they would say, okay, we need you to kill stuff, but don't use your gun. Here, have some grenades.
Yeah.
So you're blowing stuff up with grenades.
Right.
Except that was traps. At least a little more entertaining.
But it all ended up being basically the same few things reiterated over and over again.
Yeah, instead of kill 10 rats, it's go out and scan 10 plants.
Yeah. Oh no, that plant does horrible things and it might blow up your thinging. Okay, so it gets blown up. I relaunch it and send it out again. Mm-hmm. Whoa. So, yeah. I mean, I like I said, I feel bad that WildStar shut down. I feel bad that these people lost their jobs and whatnot.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the developers who lost their jobs, because WildStar had a lot of really good things going for it. Like a lot of people say, it had one of the best housing systems ever. It had
its good points
for the mounts, the customization they had for so many different things.
Sure, there was people that had good ideas that can be carried over to new games. Sure.
Those things would be, you know, they're in demand. People need people with that kind of skill. Our games need people with those skills. I would love to see a little more customization in Guild Wars 2. Find the guy who did that and bring him in.
How about an actual honest-to-God housing system?
That's not going to happen.
No, because Guild Wars, much like with ArenaNet, much like with Carbine, they have a set idea in mind of the way the game will be, and that's the way it's going to be. And they don't think, geez, we might want to consider what some players would like, and that those players might come in and enjoy our game and give us money if we were to cater to them.
Yes, well, they do have something they're bringing out. I don't know the exact specs behind it, but basically it's going back to Guild Wars 1, where there's this sanctum that you're going to uncover in the next story arc. And once you claim it, and it's not going to be like claiming a guild, you have to go in and you can solo kill all the monsters and take over this cave and then start developing it as a lair for the commander and all of his allies. And I'm sure there's going to be customization allowed, and you're going to have NPCs that you can bring in. Those NPCs can, you know, they'll be specialty vendors and specialty quest givers of a sort. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That's fine, but I don't know. Anyway, the whole thing is, when we should probably wrap up, is that WildStar, you were a great idea that was never given the chance to grow and become something awesome. You were neutered by your own development team, and hubris, in the end, is what destroyed you.
Well, that and the fact that they didn't listen to the fans at first. They listened to their focus groups, and the focus groups told them, hey, you'll get more money if you tone down the language, and you know that way you can have kids playing. Yeah, but the fans who are really fervent about your game, who really wanted to play your game, they liked that.
Yeah.
And so as soon as you took that away, they left. And if you know anything about kids, having that language does not mean the kids won't be playing it. It means the kids more than likely will be playing it.
Yeah.
Their parents will buy it for them because it's cute and cartoony and colorful. And yeah, they're going to lose their freaking minds once they, you know, the parents actually pay attention and listen. But then again, how often do the parents actually pay attention to what their kids are playing? Just saying, if you'd have left it the way you originally planned it, your game would probably be going a lot stronger than it is now.
Well, anything's a lot stronger than it is now.
The
secret world is stronger than WildStar is right now. And the secret world's in maintenance mode and has been for a year.
Guild Wars 1 is stronger than this game,
yeah,
than WildStar. And Guild Wars 1 is what, 11, 12 years old, and it's not an actual real MMO.
No, and it's also been in maintenance mode since the year after Guild Wars 2 came out, but that's neither here nor there.
But it's still doing better.
So, until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baelus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.